Blackstone Audio presents Ms. Hempel Chronicles by Sarah Schoenlein Bynum.
Talent. Many of Ms. Hempel's students were performing in the show that evening, but to her own secret disappointment, she would not be appearing. All around her, she was confronted with reminders of the event. During morning assembly, an announcement. Three eighth-grade girls bobbed up and bawled in unison, "Tickets on sale at the door!" Pink flyers slapped crookedly onto the walls. A note from a parent, "Please excuse Louisa. Rehearsals ran late. She will turn it in on Monday." Adelaide Burr cornered Ms. Hempel during homeroom and described her costume. Adelaide was an avid appreciator of dance. Her first book report had celebrated, in a collage, dismembered limbs, blue glitter, the life and contributions of Martha Graham, and her second, a dramatic monologue, was based on a bestseller written by a ballerina who had suffered through several disastrous affairs and then developed a serious cocaine habit. Adelaide seemed excited by the lurid possibilities.
"Just imagine!" she said to Ms. Hempel, and clapped her hands rapturously against her thighs, as though her shorts had caught fire.
The bodies of Ms. Hempel's students often did that, fly off in strange directions, seemingly of their own accord. Now Adelaide told her that she had choreographed a solo piece to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Balancing precariously, she said, on a kitchen footstool, she had peeled the glow-in-the-dark stars off the ceiling above her bed.
"I have incorporated them into my dance," she said mysteriously.
She made Ms. Hempel promise that she would come.